But and now podcast audio live. Facebook audio was already live with the Actify chat audio playing simultaneously through the William J. Jackson page on the Facebook's WineCellarMedia.com. Social Dissonance, A Critical Analysis of Justice, and Reading in the Shade with Phoenix Carleader. This is a scrotacular white-on-white crime show. All right. Let's get down to the funky stuff. Phoenix Carleader will open you up while I get the link shared around, posted to the patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund and the WineCellarMedia.com. The Blog Talk Radio Live is on 347-857-3937. 347-857-3937. You can call in with your own white-on-white crime. No one's going to call in. This isn't really a call-in show. You better not fucking gish gallop. I don't fucking like you. Go fuck yourself.
Now, sisters and brothers, we know we got over by the blood, the sweat, and the tears of sheroes and heroes, some whose names we know and some whose names we do not know. But I'm going to tell you something. We have been here before. Now, the only difference is we got some company, Rev. We got our gay lesbian sisters and brothers with us this time. We got our Hispanic, Asian, Native American sisters and brothers with us this time. I think Dr. Reverend Martin Luther King said we may not have gotten here on the same ship, but we are in the same boat right now.
In Father Teresa's Wine Cellar, we believe all oppression is intersectional. And this means our analysis of current events frequently includes discussion of difficult and explicit content. Any combination of the following topics could be included in our show: murder, rape, war, climate change, racism, sexism, violence, sexual violence, homophobic violence, heterocentrism, discrimination and abuse against individuals of nonconformist sexuality, domestic violence, child abuse, child rape, child neglect, elderly abuse, verbal abuse, police brutality, microaggressions, ableism, cyberbullying, genital mutilation, ideological extremism, and people just being total fucking assholes.
Well, all right then. We have news. We have comment. Welcome to the Wine Cellar. We're actually doing one of the old-fashioned white-on-white crime episodes. I'm excited. So, lots of shenanigans will ensue. But until we get to the fun stuff, here is actual news and what you need to know. We are in late-stage capitalism, which is why Berkshire Hathaway, Amazon, and JP Morgan Chase are going to create a healthcare plan for America. I'm sure it's going to be perfect. I don't know what could go wrong. I would read you the article, but it's on Wall Street Journal, and they won't let me because I've used all my free subscriptions for the month. But just know that that is happening, and I don't have a lot of faith in this. It's a venture that aims to overhaul workers' healthcare, and the unnamed healthcare initiative will be based in Boston. Considering that none of these people actually pay their employees and they relatively fleece customers, I don't have a lot of faith here, but they're doing that. In West Virginia, a grand jury has indicted a West Virginia Supreme Court justice on a number of charges. Justice Alan Lurie has been charged with everything from fraud to making false statements to witness tampering. It's good to know that a judge is witness tampering. That's fantastic. In addition to being a judge, he also wrote about political corruption and has a book that was published in 2006 on the topic. Huh. Irony. It's there. Hashtag good cops. Albany police officer was taken into custody and charged with violating an order of protection. This is the second time that Officer Stephen Silver has been charged with violating an order of protection. So, you know, good cops, keeping us safe. We are apparently in a tariff war with the European Union. Tariffs will go into effect tomorrow. Woohoo! So everything from motorcycles to orange juice to bourbon to peanut butter, motorboats, cigarettes, and denim will now have tariff taxes added to them as they're imported into the United States. Thanks, President. You're doing a great job with your good deals.
What do you mean, like bourbon from other places being tariffed here?
Yep.
Okay, most of my bourbon is Kentucky shit. Yeah. So I'm all right. My alcoholism has not been affected. My chemical dependency has been protected. See, even that's how you actually rap. I'm not even trying, and I rap better than extinction level whack nigga.
It just cracks me up that you feel extinction level whack nigga.
Yeah. All right. Once I decide what your name is, I'll never learn your real name.
No.
And Theo Loco in the archive chat space said, "Como estás?" And Becky's on Becky's crime. I don't know if we have any of that. Any Becky on Becky?
I don't think it's Becky on Becky, but it's a lot of white on white.
I mean, one day we could just fucking put the camera up to the screen back there and we can just fucking chill out and just watch, like, white people fight videos on YouTube. I love watching white people fight each other. Like, I should start, like, fuck World Star, start a page called White Star and just show videos white of white people Star. Fight. We did that before in the old apartment. We just looked up videos of white people fighting each other. It's fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I love white on white crime.
It was fun. And then an update about an update about a case. So there was a cold case from 1983 where a black man was murdered for hanging out with a white woman. This was in Georgia, so, you know. And no, not 1963, 1983. 83.
Oh.
Yeah.
That nigga, he had some spoiled mayonnaise and got sick and died. That's how I frame the story. It's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor. Who even knows what a meta is for? So, a few months ago, we covered the story because there was an arrest in the cold case, and it turns out that it was obviously some Klan members who were on the local police department, and, like, it was three or four of them, and they had a whole cover-up. Well, now, the new update is that they were charged, and their testimony has begun. So, they are in the middle of the trial. When we finally find out if they get convicted or not, we will update you again and let you know. This was the murder of Timothy Coggins, who was stabbed, cut, and eventually dragged behind a pickup truck until he died.
Oh, they James Birded him.
Yes.
Old school.
Yes.
All right.
So, let's see if they have the names here. Yes. And at the time, Coggins was only 23. The jury is made up of 10 whites and 2 blacks. And it's Georgia, so I feel like it's going to go a certain way.
Yeah, they're gonna be like, man, you gotta get them honkies for hurting that colored boy.
Mm-hmm.
He ain't even did nothing to nobody. He was just trying to. Phoenix is a fucking Gamergator. I don't know if you guys knew this.
What?
Phoenix supports Gamergate.
What?
Yeah, hard left turn. Phoenix came to me like, I think I'm gonna have to get a new video game system so I can play Hitman.
Yes.
And play what? Fucking video games.
Why are you being a hater?
I don't really like video games.
I don't like video games. Well, other people like video games, so there.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
It's like cigarettes. They think it makes them look cool.
You like cigarettes.
Yeah, but see how cool I look? Yeah, see? Stuff it.
I want the new Hitman game.
Put that in your zigzag and smoke it.
I don't use zigzags. What? What?
Okay.
Oh, and another good cop kidnapped a woman and tortured her, but said that it was consensual and it was some BDSM shit.
Now I'm not saying that this nigga saw 50 Shades of Grey, but I'm saying taking shit like 50 Shades of Grey serious can result in people thinking, like, well, this is how it goes. Now, he's a cop, clearly a fucking...
And looks like a serial killer. I don't say that, like, jokingly. He fucking looks like a serial killer.
Oh, yeah, he's got the hairline.
Whew.
He's got... It recedes up to that point and no further. That's serial killer shit.
Yeah, he's, yeah. And his name is James Otterbein, for fuck's sake. Yes, his name is James Otterbein.
It's been a while since a white person's name annoyed me alone. Yep. Check the archives.
Between the name and the hairline, it's...
I used to get irritated at their fucking names.
He was arrested Tuesday after a woman escaped from his car and called 911. She has not been identified. Otterbein has since been charged with kidnapping, domestic abuse in the presence of a child. He met the woman online 2 months ago, struck up a relationship, and after he paid for her flight to Oklahoma, she noticed a more violent side to Otterbein, she told police. During an argument, he duct taped and handcuffed her to a chair. That's not how BDSM works, people. And he has been terminated from the Geary Police Department about a month or two ago. They don't really know when. That was a direct quote from the police department. He was terminated a month or two ago. They don't really fucking know when he got terminated. So, yeah.
What?
Yes.
Duct tape. And it was all consensified.
Yeah, he said it was consensual.
Yeah, so she was like, yeah, duct tape. Yeah, that's what I want.
Yeah, no.
She said, come on, fella, put some stank on it.
Oh, and before working for the Geary Police Department, he worked in the neighboring town of El Reno.
Mm-hmm. Worked. They keep calling it work.
They do. They do. Otterbein told investigators that the torture was consensual because the woman liked rough sex. Now, notice that's his thing. But then also peep this. He also noted that his 10-year-old son was present during one of the episodes. So even if, which it wasn't, but hypothetically, even if it was some BDSM shit that went wrong, why was your 10-year-old child in the room?
Because he's like Anthony Weiner, man. He wants to fucking rape it forward to the next generation. Don't rape it back, rape it forward.
The woman also accused Otterbein of locking her in a basement and making repeated threats to kill her. Worst kink ever. Really? But Otterbein said those were just spats. Okay.
Spats?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The fuck kind of stories?
What?
You found it. This was a cop?
Yeah, he was a cop.
That's right. Gotta remind myself. Good hashtag cop. Hashtag. Good cop. So, I gotta edit the post and put, and hashtag good cop, put it in that category as well.
Yes. So, those are the serious news stories. You wanna get to some fun stuff?
Holy shit. Yeah, I don't think much else is going on. Some folks may have caught, if you're subscribed to the Wine Cellar Podcast, and you just loaded your feed and got this episode, but you didn't get another one before it, I did a morning wine cellar, because I'm not working overtime right now, so I'm just doing morning wine cellar, and then Phoenix and I do evening wine cellar together. And I was riffing and covering some nigga named Wilbert Kozer, Cordell, Kaiser, whatever the fuck, some nigga I follow on the Facebooks. And apparently he thinks that all these echo chambers just is be bad, and that they're not being nuanced enough about that extinction level whack nigga that died.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then Cree 7, Cree, C-R-E-E, counter-racist evolving engineer, she calls herself. She's one of the children of Welsing, Frances Cress Welsing.
Oh.
And, but she's been doing that thing that, who's that one? Cynthia Gree was doing, where you start sort of leaning left on cisgendered issues and kind of critiquing black men as a black woman.
Yeah.
But it's weird shit. Like Cynthia Gree getting in the ass. But Cree just says that most black men that critique Obama are just jealous because he's with Michelle. Don't say that to them. If these men are coupled, girlfriend or wife or whatever the fuck it is, tell that to her. Tell her that you think he's with her and doesn't find her attractive and is jealous and thinking of Michelle Obama all the time.
I actually read that thread.
Read the thread? All them niggas that bit the clickbait?
Yeah, but there was one who was like, are you sure it wasn't his crappy policies?
And what was her response?
Well, he couldn't do things because of the current power structures. He can't just do stuff. And like, did he try to even be pro-black? No.
And oh, so then what the fuck be president for?
Right. So yeah, it was really just Cree saying like, well, you can't really blame him that he didn't have good policies because white people didn't let him have good policies. We're like, so he did in fact have shitty policies, which is actually why people didn't like him. So it was a little bit self-defeating after a while.
And I'm gonna try to show niggas right now here. I'll actually go to it right now. Okay, so This is Cree 7 on the Facebooks, right? Counter-racist evolving engineer. So, now here's the most recent one Cree posted 36 minutes ago. No comments, 7 reactions. Another one about making notes, 3 reactions, no comments. Now the high percentage of black males one has, oh wait, did she just, what the fuck? I think she deleted the old one and reposted it.
Wow.
Ah, fucking grimy ass. She deleted it and it had the most, interactions out of all her recent shit, because it had 70 comments and 111 by the time I did the episode. But all her shit before that, what, 3 comments, 21 interactions, 0 comments, 10 interactions, you know. But then that one just gets all these interactions because it was a clickbait post to drive traction that she wasn't getting.
Oh yeah, because didn't you share it to your page?
I fucking linked it in the website. I embedded the post.
Oh, yeah, because I thought you shared it. I don't see it on your page either. So, yeah, must have deleted it. Okay, well.
Yeah, no, I shared it to the Wine Solo Podcast Friends group.
Oh, is that where it was?
Okay, yeah, let's go there and see if it leads to nothing. Yeah, let's see.
Oh, here it is. Okay.
You clicked it?
Yeah.
Oh, is it still available?
It's still there. Okay.
Okay. All right, yeah, man. So fucking that clickbait shit, man. It
But this is like, the hilarious part. So let me see if I can find it.
Yeah.
So you know, couldn't be them policies or anything of substance, huh? Increase that. I don't think that's it. Chose to ignore his wife and children were the targets of more assassination attempts than any other president. Okay.
How does she know that, though?
I don't
like,
know.
Is every single assassination attempt on record?
No.
Every that's not, but she knows somehow.
Very few men with a gun to their wife and children's heads have very few policies that are theirs.
What's very few? What's the number? What's the percentage?
But that's the thing, though. Like, so you're straight up saying he didn't have good policies, but then you're also saying, no, it wasn't his policies, isn't why people don't like him. Yeah, his policies were bad, but that's not the reason. It's different. Okay.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. Obviously, from the facts of the assassination attempts to his family that are a matter of records, no link, to call a fear of death of one's black wife and black female children excuses is misogynoir. So Obama didn't do enough for black people is misogynoir. What the fuck world am I living in?
Hey, you know how critiquing cis men
shows
adds how, and also because you like Michelle Obama, and when you like her, that's how you hate her. These are the facts. Fucking Theo Loco said a video game. I'm looking in the archive chat space while broadcasting live. Theo Loco said video games are dope as long as they're not complicated like Hitman. A page called Relax, No One Is After Your Guns.
Yes.
This page said, sharing vid link around, but I'm still listening. Rashani said, yeah, exclamation. Ally Sun put hashtag not all cops. Jesus fucking Christ over here. And fuck the police.
And fuck the police.
Yeah.
Coming straight from the underground.
I'll tell you, man. I'll tell you folks, man, like, if I get the time to prep it, maybe if 4th of July weekend, if I get all 3 of those fucking days off, like, I'll prep up a whole Francis Cress-Welsing show, and it'll be the Francis Cress-Welsing and Neely Fuller show, and I can really dig you into some of their bullshit. Like, this one thing that Neely Fuller says that this crowd believes. Remember, the Francis Cress-Welsing crowd
right.
is the same crowd as the Neely Fuller crowd.
Yeah.
This is one of the things they believe, alright? You ready for this? If you are a black man in the workplace, no white man has ever said anything that was sexually objectifying about a white woman to you ever. And they won't do it. That's their code.
Bitch, where?
Neely Fuller said it. It's true.
So white men have never said grimy shit about white women to black men in the workplace?
No.
Black men have never witnessed a white woman being sexually harassed by another white man in the workplace?
No, well, I remember at an old job, Todd Jeffrey Foster, noted rapist in Central Florida. Beware if you come across him. he actually said about a young white woman that like just got hired. He said to myself and another black man. He said, and I'm going to quote because I don't like talking like this here. This is a verbatim quote. Still remember it clear in my head. I should make her suck my dick, show her who's boss. But Neely Fuller said that didn't happen.
That was a metaphor. You're just confused.
That is a bit. Yeah, what he was really saying was he should start a new chain of candy canes shaped like an ex-vice president and then give her one for free that says you're a new employee on it, and that'll she can suck his dick and it'll show her who's boss. It was a metaphor. These are the facts. Yeah. Come with this stuff off the top of my fucking head here.
Jesus. Well, so was Fuller and Welding, so I mean, really.
Yeah.
I mean, really.
Yeah, I'd love to just do like a fucking a full episode just going over their verbatim quotes that they said out loud on purpose.
Something that I want to do is, not today, but have like a segment about whataboutism. Because apparently like centrist donut Twitter has really latched on to that word. So saying anything about immigration in terms of like Obama laid the foundations is whataboutism to them. And whataboutism is tied to, historically speaking, like Russian propaganda. So they're like obsessed with the word because they think anyone who's bringing up the argument is engaging in whataboutism because they're Russian bots. It's amazing, you guys.
Yes. All right.
Yes.
Good. Whataboutism and Wacky Welsing. And I don't have a funny name for Neely Fuller. Yeah, I got nothing, right? It's a hard name
to
play off of.
Full of it, Fuller?
Neely full of it. Nearly saying, full of it.
Nearly full of it.
All right, so Wacky Welsing and nearly full of it. Fucking. Oh, man. All right, so the fucking, the wild world of white-on-white crime.
Yes. This is going to involve, today, genitals and nakedness.
Yeah, and
a
I'll
few times.
Throw an extra trigger warning for, you know, like non-binary and trans folks, because this is kind of cisgender specific. This bit of a like cis sexist way of coming off about the shit. Really, two beers and I can't do my S's. All right. Yes. Congressional hearing. All right. What is this? All right. Da-da-da-da. Where are the good ones?
Oh, well, first Jesus of all, Christ, that's yesterday's horrible thread. First of all.
Monday's
damn thread. We should probably go to Wednesday.
That would help.
Because it's Wednesday today. So basically everything towards the bottom of the thread is, yeah.
Towards the bottom?
Like, yeah, I think it starts right above the picture of that woman. I think the first story is right there. Scroll up.
Go up.
Yes. See that?
Right above that woman?
Yeah.
Who is this woman?
She's a woman.
Oh, okay.
She's from Florida.
Ah, Jesus Christ. What the fuck is going on down there? Like, you gotta wonder if Florida's like Australia, where white people just send other white people. Just get them out of here. I don't care what they do once they cross that Georgia border. I gives a mad fuck. All right, so we're going to Columbia County in Florida, and a woman is back in jail. All right. Fuck it. What didn't finish the first time. She's back in jail after she failed to show up in court for an aggravated battery charge. Now, we're going back to last year in October. And Kimberly Dunn, a 35-year-old individual, shot her ex-Who's band in the testiculars after he tried to take an AC unit across... Aight. Cool your nuts, nigga. There was actually a rapper in the late 90s in Portland, Oregon named Cool Nuts.
What? Stop it!
I don't think he was trying to inspire this story, but I wish he was. All right. cool your nuts, son. Shot him in the, after he tried to take the AC unit.
Yes.
According to an arrest report, her estranged husband said he came to her home with his brother to pick up the unit. He had discovered that she was attempting to sell it on Facebook. The report said, man, I wish I could hear their voices. I want audio of him saying these words. Yes. The couple were going through a divorce, the arrest report said. And when the man and his brother attempted to unhook the unit, Dunn sat on it to prevent the two men from taking it. When the ex-husband approached, he tried to remove her from the AC unit, but Dunn produced a pink stun gun and attempted to electrocute him, according to the arrest report. Mr. Dunn was struck in the head and dropped... she was struck in the head and dropped both the pink gun and a handgun, the report said. Damn, Nick, so you just had stun guns and real guns
and ready.
Water pistols, air guns for ready. The factory.
Just probably had a nail gun somewhere. I don't fucking know.
Nail gun, staple gun, fuck it.
Yeah.
Right? Old fucking Nintendo Duck Hunt gun.
You gotta be prepared for everything.
Think she had the Super Nintendo Super Blaster? The one that went over your shoulder?
Oh, yes, definitely.
Yeah, my biological mother got me that when I was a young warthog. Fucking Dunn reportedly got up off the ground and shot him in the testiculars with the handgun. Hey, if you can't electrocute him, gunpowder him. The man's brother pushed Dunn to the ground and attempted to help his brother. Nigga, his nuts is already cool now, nigga. I mean, you could dip him in a fruit smoothie, whatever you gotta do,
what?
Nigga, but...
What? A fruit smoothie?
A fruit smoothie. Yes. What? You think white people don't want mayonnaise in their smoothies? This is what you're trying to make those faces.
For some reason, I'm being marketed mayonnaise ads on Twitter. And I got the joy of seeing a Hellman's ad with, like, sushi, and they were just pouring mayonnaise on top of it.
That's real.
All right. Raw fish and Hellman's mayonnaise all over it. It's amazing.
I like that Photoshop one of Hillary Clinton holding it.
Yeah.
And just kind of making, like, a hardcore face. The report said that the ex-husband's brother screamed, quote, "You shot my brother!" End quote, and began choking her until she blacked out. Well, Jesus Christ. Well, maybe you two motherfucking, excuse me, excuse the embedded patriarchy in me, two grown-ass motherfucking men.
Yes.
Y'all couldn't work half a overtime hour each.
And get a new AC unit.
Yeah, take your ass down to the resale shop. Nigga, we got the little fucking floor size one. That motherfucker can cool off a room.
Back in 1 minute.
Got that shit for like $4.99. A fucking, it's called a Vornado. Got the fucking Vornado. We cool the fucking room off. Y'all niggas couldn't cool a room off? All right, excuse me. Now, Dunn was arrested, the same day and was taken to the Columbia County Jail without incident. She told deputies that she didn't mean to shoot her ex-husband and was only trying to scare him, the report said. On Thursday, June 14th, Dunn was arrested for failing to show up in court for the shooting incident. She faces an additional charge of contempt of court. I'll tell you what. All right, there's nothing going on in the initial chat space. Trying to look and make sure I'm not missing anything. Well, this here says 8 comments. Why the frack can't I see them? And I can't reload the video because then I'm on live, so I can't reload it. All right, well, that's going on. What the hell else does Phoenix Collider have on here? What the fuck? All right, that was the cop. What is this shit? Bro, I just caught a body. That's literally in the headline. Bro, I just caught a body. All right, so this was posted up on CBS 47, Fox 30, Action News Jax. Article put up by Crystal Bonvillain of Cox Media Group National Content Desk. Let's see. So, Matthew Minkler, that's his fucking name for some reason. So Matthew the Mink Man, Matthew Minkler, thought he was among friends when he was shot in the face last week during what Nevada police investigators have called a modified game of Russian roulette. Why? What is modified? The word modified is in quotation Marxism. What's this say? Ally Sunset and lots of guns. Let me see. Two of those so-called friends, Jaden Caruso and Cody with a K, Cody Harrion, are accused of shooting the 17-year-old individual and leaving him mortally wounded in an abandoned house on Henderson, the Las Vegas Review-Journal reported. They returned a short time later to clean up the scene and drag his plastic-covered body into a closet. Kind of dark-ass story. Phoenix Leader posted what? Some shit.
Oh, the Russian roulette one. Yes.
This article says modified Russian roulette. Your microphone.
Yes, sorry.
And the words expletive Matt were spray painted on the door of the closet where Minkler's. So they shot the nigga in the face in a modified game of Russian roulette, dragged his body in the closet, and spray painted fuck Matt on the door of the closet.
Like it was Matt's fault. It wasn't Matt's fault.
Fuck Matt, they say. Excuse. Now, Mr. Caruso, a 16-year-old individual, and Mr. Harrion, a 17-year-old individual, have been charged as adults. Caruso, who investigators said pulled the trigger, is charged with murder with a deadly weapon and robbery. Harrion, who was accused of dragging Minkler's body into the closet, is charged with accessory to murder, after the fact, destroying evidence, and robbery. The robbery charges stem from the pair taking Minkler's wallet before leaving the scene. Mr. Caruso and Mr. Harrion are each being held in lieu of more than a $1 million bail. Excuse me. The newspaper reported Friday that a third teen has been charged in the case. The boy, who is currently charged as a minor, faces charges of accessory to murder and destroying evidence. Investigators are seeking to have him tried as an adult as well, according to the Henderson Police spokesman, Scott Williams. Mr. Williams also told the Review Journal Wednesday that the case shocked the conscience of the entire department. Your cops. Your cops.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all niggas should be shocked about what the fuck you're doing. Yeah. Quote,
They're probably just shocked they didn't think of doing this first.
Yeah, like, fuck Matt.
Yeah, fuck Matt.
Yeah, they probably are shocked they didn't do it first. They didn't like Matt either.
Yeah.
Fuck, they used to buy weed from Matt. He sold them a bunk-ass sack. They was gonna kill his ass anyway. Yeah. Now they're gonna kill them for killing him first.
Yeah.
That's more white people killing each other. Go for it, Cody with a K. no shit. Williams of the department also said, quote, this one will stick with you because it's so sinister. The Henderson investigators continue to investigate the involvement of the other teens they believe were at the scene when the shooting took place. No one, including Mr. Caruso and Harrion, reported that Minkler had been shot. Quote, they never called 911. And they never attempted to render aid, end quote, what was wrote in the probable cause affidavit by investigators. Reported by the Las Vegas Sun. So basically, whoever put this article together read hella articles to get all the information.
Yeah.
God damn. So they also got information from the Las Vegas Sun that Mr. Caruso and Mr. Harrion, Cody with a K, they were arrested the night of June 8th after they took Henderson officers on a short pursuit in a stolen Mercedes and crashed the fucking car. God damn.
Yeah.
Fucking badass kids.
Yeah.
The kittens knocked over a vase onto the carpet and it didn't break, and I'm complaining about the kittens. I need to be complaining about white kids that I don't even know all day. The overseers said they found a 375 caliber revolver in the car with one spent casing in the gun's chamber. Mr. Minkler, that's Matthew, aka Fuck Matt, his stolen wallet was also in the car. Steal a wallet, steal a car, leave the wallet in the car. These are some bright criminals.
With the murder weapon.
Fuck it. Fine. Whatever.
Yeah, sometimes you got nothing. Like,
yeah, I thought I had a comment. I don't want to help you. Fuck you. God, little bastards. It wasn't long before Harrion, Cody with a K, whose Facebook profile picture appears to show him pointing a handgun at the camera, began talking about the slaying that afternoon in an abandoned house in Cool Lilac Avenue.
Yeah.
Cool Lilac. Oh, damn. That's his Facebook picture they have on this article.
Yeah.
Here, I'll go ahead and link this in the...
They're getting the Negro treatment in the media these days.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
Dylan Roof done fucked it up for ya. You ain't even get a hamburger, nigga, did you?
Well, I mean, it's not like he killed black people. They weren't rewarding him, Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if they gave him a burger with cheese. I don't know. It was a Whopper, right?
Yeah.
Did he get a Whopper with cheese?
Probably. He probably got bacon on that shit, too.
Bacon on that motherfucker?
Yeah.
Put some bacon on that motherfucker.
Maybe he'll get that for his last meal. No?
I'd give it to him, but I'd like spit on it. You know. Put some gunpowder on it for what he did.
Gunpowder.
Yeah.
You know that used to be a website in Texas? They would just... It was like run by the corrections department, I guess, and they would just... tell you what everybody's last meal was when they were executed?
Because Texas has enough happening that could be a consistently updated website.
It was a pretty consistent thing for a while. Yes. And they were, like, very oddly specific about it, too. Because they wouldn't just be like...
You wanted chives.
Seriously, it was like that. Because it wouldn't just be, like, potatoes. It was, like, diced russet potatoes. Okay.
Last meal.
Yeah.
Cognac.
That's the whole meal?
Yeah, fuck.
You're not allowed to have that in prison because it's alcohol.
I'm not a foodie. I'm not a fucking foodie over here.
But you can't have alcohol in prison.
Yeah, you can.
Because a lot of people asked for a beer and they were denied.
Oh, then you're not actually getting your last meal, so they need to just pretend that's happening. It's a product that you can consume. Fuck that. That's a food product. The Sun reported that Cody with a K told detectives that he... Matthew Minkler and Jaden Caruso and others had gone to the abandoned home where they said Jaden Caruso pulled out the revolver and suggested the group play Russian roulette.
What kind of fucking friends do you have? Let's play a game where somebody might get shot in the face, guys.
They're not friends. They're just... Fuck it. There's just white people, man, gone rogue.
White people gone rogue.
Actually, that's what white people are. In general. I was thinking about that, like making a meme and like the different groups, like a picture of like crows and it says a murder.
Mm-hmm.
And then like what's wolves, a pack?
Yeah.
You know, what's another one?
Birds or flocks. Herds.
Some fish. A school.
Yeah.
And then like some white people and just put an invasion. Yeah. Might not be a fun one.
Colonizers.
Yeah. Invading colonizers. I need the word invading to be in there. At least the root word invade.
Yes.
The deadly game played with a single bullet loaded into a revolver, after which point the gun cylinder is spun so no one knows where the loaded chamber is. Participants take turns pointing the gun to their own heads and pulling the trigger. Cody with a K, Harrion, told investigators that Jaden Caruso never handed the gun over to the other participants. Caruso never allowed the participants to handle the firearm or pull the trigger themselves, but rather, Caruso was the only person who pointed the gun and pulled the trigger, court documents said, according to The Sun.
Yeah.
Caruso's own cell phone corroborated parts of Harlan's story. And this is a long story.
Yeah, I think we got to actually all the important parts. But yeah, so that's what they're doing these days.
But here we go. Finally, there's a video. And that has the part with the what's in the headline. And it just has him in the camera saying, "Bro, I just caught a body." And he pans the camera to the kitchen floor where Fuck Matt, a.k.a. Matthew Minkler, lay bleeding. It's a six-minute video. Jesus balls.
Yeah.
And Caruso is calmly walking to the kitchen sink and wetting his hands to clean blood off his sneakers as a... So you put water on your hands to wipe blood off your sneakers?
Yes.
He probably does not shower with a washcloth.
Well, it was an abandoned house.
Nigga, you were gonna kill somebody. You didn't bring a cloth.
You know what? That's actually, weird.
I'm not a killer. I don't really know how these things
go. Know what? Actually, no. I wouldn't expect them to bring a cloth because they left the murder weapon and the guy's wallet in the car. So, planning ahead is not really their thing, per se.
So, you don't think these are wise ones?
No.
I think they're wise.
I think no.
They're muy inteligente.
No. Not really, no.
Uh-huh.
No.
Fine.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not, what the hell else is going on?
That
what
one.
What the fuck is this? What is this shit?
Also Florida.
Damn, is it... wait, what's this news site? I don't know this one.
You don't know that one?
NWDailyNews.com?
Yeah.
Who is that?
It's like a little local outlet.
From where? Well, NWFDailyNews.com. News and information for the Emerald Coast. All right. And let's see. So we're going into Westville, where a 32-year-old man was arrested after screaming at his neighbors and threatening to kill him. Kill them. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So according to an arrest report from the Hualton County Sheriff's Office on June 10th, a caller reported a white man was... Oh, they must be black. A white man was, quote, on drugs, and because no, white man wasn't in quotes,
yeah,
so they probably said creepy ass cracker in yeah. in the words of the great Trayvon Martin.
Yes.
A white man was on drugs and threatening to kill the neighbors with a gun. Deputies responded and made contact with the man while he was walking on the road. So remember, they said he's on drugs and threatening it as a gun,
mm-hmm.
and the deputies made contact and they didn't drive by his ass like Tamir.
Right.
They shouldn't have said he was white.
Yeah.
They should have said a thug.
Use
their language so
yeah,
that...
Yeah, but then the people who called would have gotten in trouble. They would have gone right past the white guy to the black neighbors.
They better keep their ass in the house. Stay indoors, nigga. white man, he was on drugs. Deputies made contact while he was walking down the road. The man was soaked from sweat, according to the report, and told police his testicles were hurting.
I'm sorry.
All right.
Yes.
I tell cops that myself.
Do you?
Yeah, like, man, I gotta get a new bicycle seat. It's terrible.
That's what you tell police?
Yeah, it's like I'm fucking riding on a gargoyle here. It's fucking... All right, so he told the police fellas his testicles were hurting. He said he thought he had parasites from swimming in the creek. Oh, because knackers were swimming in there and contaminated the white man's water.
Yeah, the black people probably weren't in the creek.
No.
No.
I don't even know how to swim, nigga. I am a dedicated land mammal to the core.
I know how to swim.
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't take that risk. What happens if you sink?
If you swim, you won't sink.
Nah, you didn't consider the sinking factor. That's the
loophole,
nigga.
You didn't consider the swimming factor.
Yeah, I did. I can't do it. I sunk. fucking... An overseer asked him what happened at Cook Road, and he said he was yelling and cursing because his testicles were hurting. He said he was trying to use his neighbor's phones, but they wouldn't let him. He was apologetic for cursing and screaming, according to the... I'm telling... That's white men, man. Like, they're just like, no, you're supposed to help me. Like that one in fucking, like I'm in the store trying to get my adult beverage. He's like, hey, can you go fuck yourself? Don't bother me.
Yeah, you just dead ass walked away from that guy too. Carrying his little fucking dog and shit.
Yeah, like the motherfucker in Walmart. I'm like getting weights. I'm carrying shit to my car. And he's like, hey, can you, I don't have on shit blue or yellow or khakis. I do not look like I work there, but he just thinks niggers are supposed to help me. And when I said no as a whole sentence, he just mean mugged both of us.
Yeah.
As I went over to the cart and went on about my life. I just got a promotion and worked an overtime hour a week. I'm filling up my cart, son. Black dad's got to get groceries. Get out of my face.
Yes. Shit. I'm still amused by this story. So he thought it was appropriate to tell people he was going to shoot them because his testicles hurt.
Yeah.
What the fuck is happening?
He wanted them to feel the same pain.
So he was going to shoot them in the testicles?
Yeah. Even if the other person was not in possession of a pair at the time. They can always go get some on Amazon. I'm sure Jeff Bezos has it.
Socialize the testicles.
There you go. Scrotialize.
Stop it.
Fucking Bernie bro scrotialist.
Jesus.
Now, the police fellers found his phone crushed in the middle of the road from where he had apparently thrown it down earlier.
What the fuck? So you throw your own phone and break it in the road, then you demand someone else's phone, they say no, and you say, I'm gonna shoot you because my testicles hurt.
This may be the white man of the month. The month is almost over. I think it's fair. This is the white man of the month.
Maybe. There's an older story about a white guy who shot his brother, but they were both cops from different departments, and the story was hilarious. And we just never got to it, because it was like, weird movie. But it might have been from last month.
Ah, man. So that's kind of similar to the cops that were beefing over drug selling territory.
Yes.
The two departments.
Yes.
Oh, man. They're like, Darren Wilson could beef from the perspective of any department.
Mm.
That nigga had so many fucking departments he worked from. Yeah. Worked. What is this?
Down a few. There you go.
Who the fuck is this? I don't have to deal with this. What is this shit?
It's white on white crime.
Apparently you think it's funny.
Yeah, the fuck I do.
All right, so we're going into Diamond Jack's Casino, and this is myarklamas.com?
Yeah.
What state does this represent?
It's part of Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, because they kind of, like, touch together a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so they're kind of crossing the streets so like, a little, you know, bit there.
Yes, they're crossing
streets. That's a fair deal.
Which explains this story, actually.
Man, it ain't gay. It's just stream crossing, man. What?
Everything's all gay if you think about it.
Just ghost busting, man. That's, they ain't doing nothing, man. Just a couple of fellas pulling out their proton packs. Trying to get a little Slimer. That's all that. That's all, man. You know what I'm talking about. Hell, man. All right, let's go in and check this on out here. I mean, what do you think Viggo was in Ghostbusters 2? Like, that was the fucking BDSM master. Like, that was like the boss at the end of the BDSM video game. And he says his safe word in a language you don't know, and you gotta research to find it. And then the thing is, your character has to keep hitting him, but he can't die. So you gotta find his safe word.
Find the safe word. Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. You damn right. And the whole time it was Bernie, bro. That was the translation. All right. So we're in Shreveport, La Catal.
Or Louisiana, whatever.
Wait, okay, who's the fucker that wrote this? Okay, Sharon Cummings. All right, so this is how Sharon Cummings put this article up.
Shreveport, Louisiana, fam.
It was quite the sight late last night in Diamond Jack's Casino. After eight, this is how she put it up there.
Sounds like a fucking, like, children's story. It was the night before Christmas. So went all through the house. Not a creature was stirring. Not even a mouse.
What? The night before whiteness? all through the house.
Yo, we did an episode about that because it was a white guy who got stuck in a chimney trying to steal some shit.
Oh, damn.
And it was like right around Christmas time, too.
Damn, we've done a lot of stories, man. Folks should really search white on white crime in Wine Cellar Media. Just close your eyes and click one. So it was quite the sight at last night at Diamond Jack's Casino after a Texas man was found naked inside the casino. Well, it's just, so he got found. It's a casino. Isn't it kind of busy? How does he get found? Is he like put on an invisibility cloak, get naked, throw it off, and he's like, ha, you found, what? How? How is he found? Why is that the word in the sentence? The man is identified as Terrence Rocamore of DeBary, Texas. The Bossier police say Rocamore was running around naked in an excited state. Now, that could be a double entendre. Double entendre? Which, that's gotta be kind of tough. Like, because, like, you see, you don't understand how that would feel. Like, but, like, if
wait,
you're in an excited
state... Wait, can you run
state,
like that, though?
I don't think it's a good idea. You could break it. Like, you could fuck up the cartilage. Like, you shouldn't do that.
Don't run in the direction because you'll break your penis.
Yeah.
That is the takeaway.
You're going to break your penis. Oh, fuck, man.
Why do people listen to this show?
Why do people want to have sons? You might have to say that one day. Damn it, you're going to break your penis. We don't have health insurance right now.
Stop doing that.
Shit. Fuck no. People want to have sons. All right. You want those problems. So he's running around in an excited state. Police tried using a chemical spray to arrest him, but that had no effect. Police say that Rocamore then began to throw chairs, hitting one officer. Non-lethal beanbag rounds were used, and Rocamore was arrested. He was
that has to be like the best workman's comp claim ever. Yes, I need whatever. I got injured on the job because a naked man threw a chair at me in a casino.
In an excited state.
In an excited state.
I was just trying to stop him from breaking it, but then when he threw that chair at me, we said, fuck it, aim beanbag chairs right at the baby maker. We don't need this one adding to the population. All right, let's get on down on it here, man. I'll take you hood. He was transported to the University Health in Shreveport, where he remains hospitalized. One female casino patron reported a medical complaint due to residual effect from the chemical spray. The woman was taken to Wills Knighton Pyrmont for treatment. Two of the responding overseers also sustained minor injuries during the incident. Rocamore will be booked into the Bossier County Jail upon his release from the hospital.
Yes.
This one comes in kind of hot.
So apparently his safe word was not pepper spray.
No.
No.
No, it was no. Peppermint Patty.
Peppermint Patty.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was just trying to show you what he would do for a Klondike bar. I don't understand why. Like, they ran a whole ad campaign. Inner surprise that somebody put on a display. Now, what the fuck do I be talking about?
Nigga, nobody know. Nobody know.
He was booked into the jail upon release from the hospital. He is charged with aggravated battery, aggravated assault on a police officer, battery of a police officer, resisting an officer with force, disturbing the peace, drunk, and obscenity. Click here for the video. Jesus oh. Christ.
Oh.
You think I won't click it? I've been clicking shit, nigga, since 1998. I've been clicking it. Oh, shit. It's a Facebook video. Oh, my God. And we can't get it to show up on the back screen because a feature's missing. Holy shit.
This guy is fucking nuts.
Double entendre.
Yeah, he's fucking nuts. It's a double entendre. This is great. Let me bring that down. Oh, man. Don't worry, folks. I will link this in our Facebook Live so you can check this out, too. Damn, yeah. He's just makeified there. He looks like one of the aliens in Signs. Yeah, look at the paramedic's face.
I did not get paid enough for this shit. I need to go the fuck back home.
This wasn't in my training.
I could have taken a sick day, but nah, my ass had to show up to work.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. Okay. I got it.
Nah, get closer
up. I like
up.
How they're like, don't film. Okay, there's 27 other people filming. Someone's going to get the fucking video.
Don't film. Go fuck yourself. I'm putting this shit in our link. Let me see. I know Wright should be checking the archive chat space. I'm not seeing any fresh comments. I hope I'm not missing ones that people are leaving. I hope people are not Oh, shit. Let me check the blog talk line. Okay, no one's calling in. No one ever calls in.
No one ever calls in.
You shouldn't
Well,
call
sometimes
in.
They call in to argue about the merits of socialism, Marxism, communism, because those are all the same thing.
And I mean, and because we're funny, it was inadvertently a good episode. Like, he made it funny. And then I think another guy called in that agreed with us, but then he got on some weird shit, too.
Yeah, I was like, alright, we're gonna cut this. Yeah.
Alright, now what else was going on?
Oh, that one with that white man's face in the picture.
Damn, that is... How many times is that sentence said in black podcast world? Oh, fuck, he looks like a fucking early 90s TV dad. He looks like that motherfucker, was it Full House?
Yes, he does look like the guy from Full House.
Oh, yeah, he looks like the guy from Full House, but, like, just got laid off.
But, like, his, like, stunt double or something.
Oh, shit.
Or, like, his stand-in.
Yeah, he totally, yeah, looks a fuck stack like him. All right, so we're going into East Texas, where white-on-white chemical warfare is taking place. So in Angelina County, Texas, and this is coming from the small news outlet KETK, a deep East Texas man is behind bars after allegedly attempting to poison a friend of his estranged girlfriend. Damn, nigga. Like, it's like, how dare you put another man in the friend zone? And what is estranged in this context? Is that...
Like, former doesn't talk to anymore.
Okay, so leave her life alone. You can't, because you're fucking your TV dad. And according to... check out Bill Cosby. TV dads get to do what they want, don't they?
Mm.
Now, according to the Texas Department of Public Safety, Texas Rangers took Michael Favors... He tried to do him some favors. A 40-year-old individual of Zavila, East Texas, into custody for reportedly putting a toxic substance in the beer of a friend of his estranged girlfriend. On June 9th, the intended victim reportedly ingested a small amount of beer before noticing a granular consistency and stopped drinking the beverage. Investigators recovered evidence that supported the elements of the crime of attempted murder. This is an ongoing investigation and no additional information is available at this time. Man, I wish I had it in the soundboard from that movie Can't Hardly Wait. Are you familiar with that teen movie?
Mm-hmm.
And the character Bill, he had never had beer before, and he was at that party and had it for the first time, and he said, "Whoa, nobody drank the beer. The beer has gone bad." Oh, man. Oh, that'd be lovely in the soundboard.
Nice.
Yeah, Can't Hardly Wait. Good old-fashioned white teen movie. I think that's about it for the good old white-on-white crimes there, ain't it?
Yeah, I mean, there's one funny story at the bottom if you want to do it, but, you know, it's not white-on-white crime, it's just, you know, well, I mean, the headline tells you what it is.
What the fuck?
I mean, I don't know. I don't think that qualifies as white-on-white crime, but maybe you can spin it.
So, almost Florida, just above the border in Georgia, a Georgia grandmother, because women should always be acknowledged by... how they are in relation to breeding and patriarchy.
Yes.
She's not an individual human being. She's a grandmother.
Yes.
And she was stepping outside her home to take a picture when she was attacked by a rabid bobcat. D.D. Phillips. God damn. I can't imagine. I want to hear her speak. I want to hear her speak. I do.
You want to hear D.D.?
I want to hear her say what she disagrees with about black feminism in her accent. Dee Dee Phillips from Georgia. Oh, yes, I do. I need to hear it.
I mean, yeah.
She said she had just put the bumper sticker, quote, "Women who behave rarely make history." Oh, never mind. She probably agrees. Rarely make history.
She's probably generic liberal. I can get you something where she's talking if you like, though.
Oh, shit.
I'll put that in the show notes underneath.
Wait, that might be in here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, where it says on the back of her new truck and wanted to snap a photo when she was confronted by the animal, reports say. And then we'll go over here to CB46, and it says, "Grandma fights back." Let's see what happens here.
My first thought was not today.
My first thought was not today. Not today, Satan, was her first thought. I'm going to bring that audio on up. Their video player is incredibly low.
Low.
A Lolo, that's actually a feature on our machines at work now, the Lolo feature.
Oh.
I wasn't dying today.
Grandma fights back. When a rabid bobcat walked into her yard, she stood her ground. Tonight, that grandmother has some scars and a wild tale to tell.
Certainly does. CBS 46's Kim Passell brings us...
Yo, the two anchor people are both black women. Sharon Reed and Tracy Hutchins, both black women. All right. Right on. Those are literally the two anchors. Dead up.
It's her story from Hart County.
My first thought was not today. I wasn't dying today.
Just moments before wrestling the wildcat last Thursday, Dee Dee Malore Phillips put a sticker on the back of her new truck. Women who behave rarely make history.
So you had just put the sticker on?
I just put the sticker on.
She walked.
Oh, yeah, I got me a pick-em-up truck, and I just figured, you know, anybody I see with a Make America Great Again hat, it'd be easier to run them over. Because if you have a car, you kind of knock them up in the air, but a pick-em-up truck's higher. So that kind of cut them down at the knees, and you kind of roll them over, kind of back on over it, and then you sort of roll coal over the dead body. And that's what I like doing. I'm with her.
Walked inside to grab her iPhone to take a picture of the sticker, and with her camera app open, walked out to find this, a bobcat staring at her.
The cat is right there.
Seconds after snapping this picture, it attacked.
As soon as it took the first step, I was in trouble and I knew it. When it got to that pole, it leaped on me. I grabbed him by the shoulders and pushed him back away from me.
It bit and broke fingers on both of her hands.
God
and
damn.
And bruised her all over her.
It's showing images that if we had video playing, I'd have to trigger warning that shit for you. Yo, injuries can, yeah, you know, visually fuck with a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Body.
And from that point on, it was just me trying to fight for my life.
With her granddaughter sleeping inside, Dee Dee never screamed.
Then I started praying, don't let her come to the door.
She managed to get her hands around the animal's throat and never let go.
And I strangled it to death.
Dee Dee's home is in the middle of soybean fields, so she never expected to see a bobcat. In fact, she says she's never even heard of anyone in the area encountering one.
What? And that's where they dug up the blood.
Authorities found out it...
Yeah, rabid bobcats, they like soy. You know, they kind of turn what?
They turn what?
Vegan.
No, please continue. Rabid bobcats are vegans.
Seaway.
All right. Rabid and burn the blood left in her front yard. Now Dee Dee must get a painful and expensive series of shots to keep her from contracting the disease. She believes if she hadn't killed the rabid animal, it would have killed her.
And if I had ever let it go, it would have been me. So I made sure I never let it go.
In Hart County.
All right, in Hart County.
Hart County.
Dee Dee's. All right. Yeah, that's not even funny. That's all right. You gonna do your business, white woman. I'd prefer you did it in Europe, but, you know, you're not going to leave, so I'll just deal with it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, Grandma Dee Dee killing the bobcats.
That was very not hilarious. But you know what? This was still a scrotacular. I will assume that was a male bobcat.
Yes.
It was a scrotacular white-on-white crime episode. I like that you repeat what I say just so you can... I don't know. Are you helping yourself get through dealing with the fact that I say ridiculous things? Is that...
Okay, fine.
Scrotacular. It's like a stress reliever. Just sort of say it out loud.
Sometimes you just have to repeat things like double entendre, double entendre.
Those are fucking real lyrics. We should play that song on the show one day.
Oh, God. People would know it, too. I bet you.
Oh, they would.
Yeah.
You saying that people would know it, too? You saying people would know a Jew? You saying people would get on Facebook and express the reason why they have the blues? Why they don't feel good about themselves? They ain't got enough trophies on the shelves? Because they don't get them for participation. So why are the older niggas hating? What the fuck is wrong with Generation X? You acting like the baby boomers, who's next? Millennials tried to fix your mistakes, but all you motherfuckers just act fake. A whole bunch of sellouts that gave up. I don't know why you motherfuckers hate us. I guess cause you just hate us. That's a double entendre for you fucking fakesters, busters, punks. Little, fuck y'all. WineCellarMedia.com. Check out that website. PayPal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam. Patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund. Phoenix Kalita is an activist. I am not. Together, we are entertainers. And we wouldn't mind it if you were to pay us for entertainifying you. Thank you, Father Mucker. Have a good one.
Like the picture you have that Remy Ma diss to Nicki Minaj that nobody ever talks about anymore because that's how amazing it was.